Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, 5919.
The last four. Okay. Okay, let me just pull up your information real fast. Alright, this is Precision Auto and Truck Service.
Correct.
Alright, speaking to Rudy. Is this Rudy?
That is correct.
Okay. And just in case, what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
It's area code 956-725-1895.
Okay.
I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Doing some serious thinking, just getting some my ducks together.
Okay.
What's your on any loan?
Yeah. Okay. Let me before we get into that here, Rudy. Let me just confirm some of the information I have here, just for security reasons first, and then we can really get into that. Just real quick, your billing address is 613 Calle del Norte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Laredo, Texas 78041.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
20 years.
Okay. All right. And are you guys a LLC or a corporation? How do you guys structure your business?
LLC.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Yeah, so, we have many programs available, so... You know, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Is there a difference if you buy equipment through that loan, or do you have to specify, or can you just use it as working capital? Is there a difference?
Sure, yeah, there's a big difference. The difference is that, the equipment is going to be secured loans, anywhere about 2 to 6 year terms. It's going to be like your traditional like loan that you go like buying a car, for instance, and then you have your capital loans, which is good for like cash flow and things like that, which is shorter term, unsecured, so there's no collateral. 3 to 24 months.
Okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
What's your interest on money, and I guess the other with the financial equipment and the one that's not.
Okay. With all due respect, nobody budgets for a rate. People usually budget for a payment. To give you an idea, to give you an idea,
I've been doing this for quite some time, and you're not going to hit me as a surprise after all said and done, and that's the reason I'm very precautious about it. Everything sounds just like driving a new car. You say, well, let's get in. Come to a new car. You give them a payment. It's way up there. I'm backwards. I'm doing the opposite. I'm going to find out what's the interest, and if it's comfortable for me, we'll continue. If it's not, we'll just say goodbye.
Yeah, no, I understand 100% where you're coming from. Let me ask you this. What rates have you qualified for?
No, I'm not going to answer that question. What do you have available for me, not me for you? Am I in the right track?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so our
unreasonable, but I'm asking. You're the one that's loaning the money. I'm the one that's trying to borrow, but I want to find out where exactly do I stand. You know how you stand.
That's correct. Okay.
Okay. Let me make yourself clear. And I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time. If we're gonna do something. Give you the right information, and if it's gonna be done, if it's not, I'll let you know. Instead of running around, let me do this and let me do that. No, I don't want that. I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste mine, honestly.
Really, I don't want you to waste my time either. And listen, to be honest with you, I've been here for quite a while, and I've been in this business for a very long time. So to give you about the rate, are you looking for equipment or are you looking for capital?
I'm doing for both.
Okay, for both.
my question to you.
Absolutely. I gotcha. Okay, here's an answer. Equipment, 0%. Capital, 0%.
What's your payments on now?
It depends on how much you're looking to take out.
Okay, let me give you a quote on one against the other one. Let's say $75,000.
Okay. For equipment?
And let me do that first. Equipment, I'm looking at a different option, but I'm not there yet. So I'm going to go with the loan.
You mean like a capital loan?
A capital loan.
Okay. What kind of term are you looking for?
3 to 4 years. Max 5. Depending, you know.
Okay. So unsecured loans, anywhere you go, is not going to be longer than 3 years. There's no collateral behind it. So on let's just here. Here's an idea, okay? Here's $75,000, okay? Let's say it's for 24 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're looking at your monthly payment would be about $3,125. Okay, now that's with zero interest.
Okay.
All right? So that's what I was trying to say, that people budget for a monthly payment. They don't budget for the rate. You understand where I'm coming from?
You're absolutely right, because you have a zero. But if you had a different rate on one against the other, that would make a difference.
Sure, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best rate we can get. Mm-hmm. It just depends, on a lot of different factors, too. I would try to get you qualified for that, but, that's our best rate that we offer. Now, what are you looking to use the money for? I know you kept saying about equipment. Are you trying to bring on a truck, or what are you trying to do for your business? Are you trying to expand?
I'm trying to expand.
Okay.
And in between that expansion, I have I might have a need for an alignment machine.
What? I'm sorry?
An alignment machine.
Oh, an alignment machine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much do those usually run?
Between 45 and 50.
Okay. Just going to be the alignment machine, is this going to be your first one, or do you have multiple of them?
No, it's going to be one that has already worn out for me, and it's a replacement.
Okay, so it's a replacement piece. Okay. Is it a new replacement piece, or is it a used one?
It's a used one. It's a refurbished.
Okay.
You
okay, perfect.
Twice the amount, so I can play. And I'm still looking. I'm not saying that it's already set up or anything like that.
Yeah, I gotcha. No worries. Okay.
Do you have anything for 36 months? Let me ask.
What's that?
Do you have anything instead of 24 months, do you have anything for 36 months?
Yeah, that'd be under our secured loans.
The other question, can you do a combination of both?
Absolutely. That's the way I usually work with a lot of my clients. If they're looking, if they have two different things, like if they need equipment and if they need, some cash for some cash flow or, like materials or inventory or something like that, yeah, absolutely, I can split it up. I can get you capital and I can get you equipment.
Mm-hmm. Can you extend the monthly, the length of time by doing that or not?
You mean with the capital?
Right. Doing it, like I say, doing both capital and equipment for the same amount. My question to you is this. You're giving me 24 months. Okay. Is there, since we're doing, if we should do something with it, can we do both and can we extend the monthly? Now you're going to have something for collateral. So now you say, well, can I have, how much more time can you can you give it a couple of years more, or you have to tell me?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. The only thing that we have long-term, like up to 7 years, is going to be on our equipment side. Now, for the capital, that's going to be a little different. The only reason I say that is because there is no collateral behind it. Even if you say that you buy a piece of equipment with that capital, there's still not that it's still not considered a collateral. It's still considered an unsecured loan. So the only way that we can open up more years on a capital side is if you build the relationship. So let's say if you took out the equipment loan first, finance the equipment for a couple of years, we can see that and build a relationship with you, see that you're making payments, and then we can get you the capital, you know, later on down the road if you want, and we can open up, you know, for another year or so on the capital. Just unsecured loans is going to be a little bit more risky, and anywhere you go, no one's going to have 3 years. You know, especially for your first time. You know, it's pretty much you telling me, it's like me coming to you and being like, here's $40,000, you promise you'll pay me back?
Of course. I hadn't been in business. If I had only 2 years, that's more of a higher risk than anything else.
Yeah, that's just,
You just don't know exactly how anybody stands, you know. And it's difficult, and it's understandable. And I know exactly where you're coming from. I mean, it's a hard risk either way you slice it. And you have to understand both sides. They're giving you something for nothing sometimes, and you say, well, it's a high risk. How could you, of course, once you check everything out and you say, well, your business has been in 20 years, we have our ups and downs and all this kind of stuff, but I've always complied with it, like anything else. And that's what that's where we're coming from.
Yeah, no, right. And, you know, like I said, you know, build a relationship with us, and then you can, you know, absolutely get that 3 year, the capital on. It's just, with unsecured, it's really about the relationship. But the nice thing with, go ahead.
I'm not saying that it's wrong or right. I'm just saying how, and I understand what you're saying also, but how is that possible?
What's that?
No, it's
Oh, that's just, you know, one of the, that's the top tier program that we have. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of different factors on there. But yeah, that's the best program that we have. That's what I should try to get you qualified for.
Okay. Alrighty, let me get back with you and let me figure some numbers out for me.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to send you an email with some information on there, and, you know, you can take a look at our website and all that stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. It's Precision Auto.
Precision Auto. Oh, sorry, hold on. Precision Auto, okay.
56.
Okay, perfect. I will send it over to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.